From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is praising the still sketchy agreement reached last night in the Senate that could bring the health care overhaul debate to a successful conclusion. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
The president offered his tacit endorsement of the proposal during an event to pledge more funds to build community health centers.
The Senate made critical progress last night with a creative new framework that I believe will help pave the way for final passage and a historic achievement on behalf of the American people.
The tentative deal, whose details have not yet been made public, appears to appoint the Federal Office of Personnel Management, which currently oversees health insurance plans for the federal workforce, to also regulate private plans for the uninsured. At the same time, uninsured individuals over the age of 55 would be able to buy into the Medicare program. Senators are still waiting for a cost estimate on the plan before releasing more details. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama said today he is earmarking at least $600 million for money remaining from the country's $787 billion economic stimulus plan to go towards helping create jobs at 85 community health centers under pressure to show the administration is doing something about jobs creation with the unemployment rate at 10%. The White House says the money would help pay for construction and renovation projects. Qualify for funding, a facility must be a federally qualified community health center. Transportation Security Administration has placed some of its employees on leave after an airport screening manual was posted online. More from NPR's Brian Naylor.
The manual included information as to what the setting should be on airport metal and explosives detectors and other sensitive information. That information was supposed to have been redacted, but it was easily readable by savvy computer users. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told a Senate committee air travelers should not be concerned.
The security of the traveling public has never been put at risk, The document that was posted was an out-of-date document.
Napolitano said the Department of Homeland Security has initiated an internal review to ensure the incident never recurs. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Fierce winter storm that pounded the Midwest and is now headed towards New England is being blamed for more than a dozen deaths and thousands of power outages. Forecasters in the upper Midwest today have been warning of extremely dangerous blizzard conditions. Classes were canceled at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, and in upstate New York, they were reporting almost a foot of snow with wind gusts of 67 miles per hour recorded in Dunkirk, New York. Parts of New England are bracing for up to a foot of snow and chilling winds. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 51 points to end the session at 10,337. The Nasdaq gained 10 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose 4 points today. This is NPR News. Iraqi state television is reporting today the country's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has ordered a shakeup at the top of Baghdad's security in the wake of a wave of recent bombings. According to state-run TV, there will be a new commander of Baghdad security put in place. At least 127 people died in a wave of bombings in and around the Iraqi capital yesterday. Amid mounting anger, some lawmakers are also calling on al-Maliki and top officials to hold a parliament session tomorrow to discuss lapses in security. Iran has accused Saudi Arabia of handing over a missing nuclear scientist to the U.S., a charge denied by Saudi Arabia. Dale Gavlak reports.
Iran's foreign ministry said Shahram Amiri was turned over to the U.S. after he disappeared during a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia in June. The university researcher worked for Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, but some media reports said the scientist wanted to seek asylum abroad. The United States and other Western powers suspect Iran of trying to develop nuclear weapons. Iran has accused Saudi Arabia and the U.S. of involvement in Amiri's disappearance, charges both countries have denied. Iranian Foreign Minister Manashir Mataki told Iran State Press TV that the U.S. abducted Amiri and expects Washington to return him. For NPR News, I'm Del Gavlak in Amman.
President Obama is headed for Oslo, Norway, where he will be accepting the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize in an extensive ceremony, which officials say will include an estimated 20 to 25-minute acceptance speech. Nobel Committee decision has drawn both praise and skepticism, especially due to the fact Obama, only the fourth U.S. president to be so honored, has the distinction of being a wartime president. Next week, we'll be back to Scandinavia to attend the climate change summit in Copenhagen. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.